Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, Mark Philby. Jim, my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have Daniel on with us just shortly. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer, and then we will bring on Daniel. Here we are, Father, for such a time as this, coming before you once again to praise you and to serve you. Show us the way that you would have us reach out to others and bring America home to you. We can see what the absence of you has done in this nation and around the world. It is horrible. How terrible the hearts of people can be. May your people from sea to shining sea be bold and courageous to stand for you in all things. Thank you, O God, for all the blessings you have allowed this nation to enjoy. Thank you for the natural resources. Thank you for the American families. Thank you for our churches and our shepherds. Thank you, O God. I ask that you continue to watch over and protect President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. Surround them with men and women of great faith and wisdom. Guide all and keep them from harm. Be with CSE Talk Radio today as we visit with our good friend Daniel Turner. What a blessing he has been to this show and to all those listening. Continue to watch over him in his travels and as he advocates and protects rural America and rural American jobs and this nation's energy industry, using Power of the Future to educate and advocate and activate rural America and all of America. Continue to use CSC Talk Radio, Father, and bless us as you did Jabez. Increase our territory that we might reach more people with truth and glorify your name in all things. For such a time as this, we pray. Amen. We do have Daniel Turner on with us, and I have one thing to say, Daniel. How about those Chiefs, huh?
And congratulations to you and to the people of Kansas/Missouri, because there's been a lot of nasty comments about whether Missourians have the right to celebrate, since I guess the Chiefs play technically in Kansas.
No, they're in Kansas City. They're in Missouri. The stadium is actually in Missouri.
The stadium is in Missouri. Okay.
Yes, it is.
There's been some fun online. You can see people from, I think the president said congratulations to the great state of Kansas. and that's why people were in Kansas. Where I guess it was back and forth. I knew that the city was on basically
the
both
The city
states,
is in
right?
two, yeah, it's in two, yeah. In two states. It's Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. But the stadium is right off of I-70. It's right off of Raytown Road, I believe that is. So it's in Raytown where I grew up. That's how old I am. They were just putting the steel up for that stadium when I moved out of the city. they're actually on the Missouri side, but they are the Kansas City Chiefs, and Kansas City is Kansas and Missouri, so
yeah,
everybody wants to claim them when they're winning, you know.
Exactly. It was a great win, a great victory. I'm happy for Andy Reid. He's a wonderful coach. He had that
awesome,
really
yeah.
unflattering record to have the most postseason wins without a Super Bowl in history, and so it was nice for him to get that accomplishment, and it was a great game.
Absolutely.
I was very, very disappointed in the halftime show. I don't want to sound like a prude or I don't know how to have
it
fun.
It wasn't very good.
But it is a family event. And, you know, if you do have 10-year-old boys and girls who want to watch the game with you, it's just, can we ever not be over-sexualized in anything, right? Even
you know,
a halftime show?
We made that comment last night. Why can't they, when they pick somebody for these halftime shows, why can't they direct it as family?
Yeah.
You know, why can't they direct it at we were talking about our age group that's sitting there watching and paying all the money for those seats. Well, we didn't pay any money for our seats, but, you know, it's why didn't you know, why? What keeps them? Why do they do that? I don't get that. It's I don't know.
Yeah, and it is very disheartening. It is a little bit tone deaf to just what is considered appropriate for television, appropriate for families. But I guess at this point, it's not terribly surprising, right? Those are the cultural elites of Hollywood, of TV, and they don't care much for family values.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Or their bodies. Yeah, but, they're proud of them, but they don't. You know, when you display yourself like that, I think you lack self-respect. That's just me.
It is interesting because this is the same group of folks who were constantly telling us that there are hundreds of different genders. And if you watched last night, there were clearly two. There were the men playing football, and there were the women in the halftime show. So we're back to
showing
just two genders. and they're also the ones telling us that we have to, you know, not over objectify women, not to, et cetera, which I agree with. But then they put
but
this
their actions
on, and
are
you
different.
Say, well, which one is it? No wonder why there are
different.
So many 15-year-old boys who are confused right now, because their teachers are telling them one thing about women, and then J-Lo and Shakira are telling them something very different. So
Absolutely. Well, to look on a little brighter side, before the game, when they were showing different things, the pregame, and they had the very patriotic for lack of a better word, commercial. I was brought to tears. I was over there sniffing and crying and pulling out the Kleenex and just brought to tears. You know, I love this country so much. And it showed the wounded vet, and it showed the flag. It did the Johnny Cash song with the flag and the tattered old flag in a town, you know. All of it was heartland driven as far as I'm concerned in that. You know, it's that's a dirty word now. You know that.
I didn't hit the beep button fast enough.
And you know, but it just brought tears to my eyes. And I know they're probably trying to make up for all the damage they have done in the past. You know, with our patriotism and such. But I was very moved by it and very thankful that they did that. And
yeah,
I don't know
if
you got to see that or not, but.
It was a beautiful commercial. If any of your listeners haven't seen it, it really wasn't a commercial. It was an introductory video, quite long,
yes.
About three and a half minutes. But anyone can see it online. I'm sure it's on YouTube as well. But I agree with you. I think it was exceptionally patriotic and stirring. And I also think it was damage control, right? The best advocate, the best defense advocate supporter the NFL has had in recent years is this president, because he did bring the kneeling controversy, the Kaepernick controversy, to a head. And he made it clear that we stand for the flag. We love this country. We love the sport. But if you disrespect us, we will leave. And boy, did the NFL see them leave in droves until they rectified the situation. So I think they were playing catch up. Yeah.
And you know, it started out with, as you know, the wounded vet, and he was all dressed up and getting ready to carry that old flag. And then they talked about the flags, and I'm going to get all teary again. They talked about the flags hanging on the buildings right after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And you met my husband, Albert, and he happened to be building a school in the city of Columbia, Missouri, at that time, and they hung a flag. And when my youngest boy was working for them then. He was in college, and he was working there. And he grabbed that flag, and it was tattered, and it was sun-bleached, and he brought it home. And I use that flag every 4th of July. I don't hang it, but I use it as a table cover, as a reminder of that tattered old flag.
Amen.
Johnny Cash's song, and Michael W. Smith did a song about the old flag, and you know, it just means so much to me. But anyway, they had me crying before the Super Bowl, and then I was laughing and cheering and everything when we won. We're headed into a break. We're going to get back down to business here. I know we've been kind of chasing a few rabbits. But you know, it's Monday. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann and Daniel Turner of Power of the Future is with us. Visit powerofthefuture.com. You're going to be surprised at what you can learn there. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Daniel Turner on the line, and Daniel's been missing for a little while. He's been doing a lot of traveling. He's got to do a few things just to keep Power of the Future going, and plus he's out there amongst us trying to protect and advocate for rural America and the energy industry here in the United States. We have somebody holding, Daniel, if you can have a little patience. We have somebody from Iowa wants to give us an update on the caucus. Are you okay with that?
Love to hear an update from Iowa.
All right, let's go to Tim. Tim from Iowa. Tim, how are you doing today?
Hi, Beth. How's it going today?
It's going good.
We got nice sunshine here in the home state of former Kansas City great running back Eddie Podolak. And Eddie's quite a Republican activist up here in Iowa. A lot of people don't know
really?
About that.
Well, that's good. Why don't you get a hold of him for me?
Yeah.
Can you get a hold of him for me and we'll get him on the air?
I don't think I've ever talked to him, but I can remember. I mean, I think I was 10 years old when he won the Super Bowl. And that guy could do everything.
Yeah.
He was a great, great player. But anyway, today's the big day. Tonight's caucus night in Iowa.
And, how's it going down there?
Well, it's interesting. The Des Moines Register did not issue a poll this weekend. I think it's wide open. A lot of people, if you're not aware, when you get there, on the Democrat side, the Republican side is all one person, one vote. But when you get to a Democratic caucus, they group up by the presidential preference, and you have to have at least 15% of the people there supporting you to be viable to move on.
Okay.
So what will end up happening is, and this year it's 15%. It used to be 10. So what will happen is the ones who don't have enough support, you can switch to another candidate to get them up to 15 or what have you. So they can go through several ballots. So I really think a second choice is going to make a huge, huge factor in tonight's Democratic caucus. It's Biden may pull this out. There's a lot of establishment going on there that's not talking of who they're for. Biden may pull it out. I would look for Bernie to be up there, Elizabeth Warren, and Pete Buttigieg. And I would say they're going to be the top four. But how they break, I have no idea.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to talk to you and Daniel. You saw last week where the heartland now is a dirty word, and Buttigieg was using that heart word sound like he was from the heartland, and I guess he is, technically. But the people on Twitter, boy, they went after the heartland as if it was a dirty word. You shouldn't be using that word. And here we are in the Iowa caucus, and everybody's headed to the heartland, and it's the people that the mainstream media and the elite in D.C. can't stand.
Well, Pete, if he gets to South Carolina, Pete won't be so heartland then. He'll be in bigger towns and he'll
changes
be too.
Yeah.
What's going to be interesting, too, is something they changed after last 4 years ago was you'll see actual vote totals from the candidates for the first choices tonight. You'll actually have an idea. See, and that'll be big for viability for people down the ballot like Klobuchar and Yang and people like that. They're going to be able to the people will actually be able to see how many votes they got and see if they're still viable yet. So that's a huge change from last year.
Okay. Are you going to be participating? Are you going to be there?
I don't know. It depends on how I feel. And I'm feeling okay right now. But, you know, Trump doesn't need my vote tonight. So he definitely needs my vote.
You can call in tomorrow and report.
Yeah. If I go, I probably will go over the Democratic caucus and caucus for Andrew Yang. I don't know if Daniel knows much about him, but he is not Democratic establishment. He's got a lot of good ideas. His motto is "Make America Think Harder," and he's the one that's out there saying you got to run on more than impeachment. You know, he explains to his crowds why Trump got elected. So I think 4 years from now he'd be somebody I'd look at.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I like how he words things and presents them, but he still stands for that Democrat platform with abortion and some of that, and, you know, so he's still not going to get my vote.
Yeah. No doubt.
But he makes more sense than the others. He's not just making stuff up. So.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to let you go, Tim.
Okay, see you later.
All right. You can call us back tomorrow. All right, thank you. You know, Daniel, there's so much going on, and the heartland there in Iowa, you know, it's interesting, and I didn't know if you've been watching that very close or not.
I have been, and I'm curious to see the results as they come in tonight. I'm not really sure who I think is going to pull it out. If I had to put money on someone, I would say Biden, because Iowa tends to be a little bit more mainstream, even though they voted for Obama back in 08. But you remember Obama was running as a very different person than who he became as president. So I think it will be interesting to see the results tonight. The most important thing, I think, one of the most important factors in tonight is Nancy Pelosi, because her decision to withhold the impeachment articles for that month delayed the entire process of the Senate. And as a result, she did take Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Amy Klobuchar off the Iowa trail. They would have been the last 2 weeks in Iowa having breakfasts, meeting with folks, and they've been locked in the Senate, constitutionally mandated locked in the Senate. And they're still locked in the Senate. And I think that was a very deliberate tactic on her part to make sure that she doesn't like Bernie Sanders, and she wanted to make sure someone like Biden or maybe Buttigieg, but I think Buttigieg is a flash in the pan.
I do too.
But Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi has decided the Iowa caucus, or did her part to steer the Iowa caucus in a certain direction. I'm curious to see if it pays off. I wrote an op-ed on Fox that was out last week, and it was about Biden, because there hasn't been a candidate in years, more than 30, who has lost Iowa and New Hampshire and went on to win. If Biden doesn't win tonight, and Bernie, from all accounts, is going to win New Hampshire easily, if Biden doesn't win tonight and he doesn't win in New Hampshire, historically speaking, he has no chance of winning the nomination. So Biden really needs a win tonight.
Yeah, no, it amazes me because, you know, there's Democrats and Republicans and Libertarians and Independents all throughout this nation and in the heartland. But the heartland has, they have a particular, in general, characteristic of common sense and caring about the land and the jobs right there, you know. Not that the folks in the city don't. I don't mean that. But it's just a view of things in the heartland. And when we see all the corruption that we've seen, whether it be Joe Biden, which is obvious, and a lot of the things that have come out that Bernie Sanders has done, we know that, you know, he's a socialist, basically he's a communist, and yet people are still pushing for that and voting for that, and that concerns me. Does that concern you?
Absolutely. I think the growth of socialism, especially amongst young people, is really troubling. And your caller, wonderful insights, and I appreciate his comment. He said one of the things he said was that Yang does have some interesting ideas. You know, he's pushing for this $1,000 a month guaranteed income for every citizen. That is just a form of this aggressive socialism. It's got a nice mask to it, right? It sounds pretty, and who doesn't want more money? But why do we think the government should be giving people money just for being alive? We don't get anything for being alive. Everything we have to earn, anything that's of value is earned. And so there's that soft socialism of Yang. There's that harder socialism of someone like Elizabeth Warren, you know, pushing for guaranteed jobs and things like that. But then there's the aggressive Bernie Sanders socialism, which is a form of, basically, it is communism when he says, I will pass a law that requires X, Y, and Z. Well, now, if I'm compelled by the force of government to do something, to give you something that you don't earn, I don't want to be part of that system at all. And I will fight to prevent that system from coming into place, as our ancestors fought toward.
And, you know, the things, especially Elizabeth Warren, I think, although she's not a funny one, I think she's a joke. Because I don't ever find her sincere. And she just says stuff, just throws it out there, like you said on Friday, where she wants to have a child pick her cabinet.
Yes.
And how ludicrous is that? You know, when my kids were little, I didn't even let them pick their clothes out to wear the next day. We're going into a break, and we're going to talk about something a little more serious. Not that this hasn't been serious, but I want to talk about some other things that Power of the Future is doing right now and how you can learn more about what Daniel is actually doing for you. They've got a study out. I want him to get a chance to an opportunity to tell you all about that, and we will do that when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann and Daniel Turner of PowerTheFuture.com. And we'll be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ AJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have the chance of listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, visiting today with Daniel Turner. Daniel, I was very interested. I saw, I always check Power of the Future out, you know. And you can go to powerofthefuture.com and you can read some of the articles that, well, you can read all of them. You can read the articles that he's written and has on there. And also, he's done a study, New York Buried Opportunity. And I want you to explain that study, and I would like my listeners to go to that, and I can grab it and put a link to it on the Facebook page as well. But I want you to talk about that a little bit, if you would.
Well, thank you so much.
He was on Fox Business, by the way, a few days ago.
Yeah, to talk about this study, and it was really, it took a couple months to put together, and it was a lot of work, and I was really fascinated by the results. And what we wanted to study was the difference between New York and Pennsylvania, which shares, as your smart listeners know their geography, it shares a very long border along the northern Pennsylvania, southern New York. And I wanted to compare the two states' economies with regards to fracking, because both of those states straddle
a huge part of what's called the Marcellus Shale Formation. It's the second largest shale formation in the world, largest in America, and there are decades of reserves of natural gas, and it's huge. It's Pennsylvania, New York, but it goes all the way down to North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, into Ohio. It's across multiple states. But the funny thing is that New York has banned fracking under Governor Cuomo, and Pennsylvania did not. And over the last decade, we wanted to see what their economies looked like with regards to just this one issue. And we compared the number of jobs created, the value of land, the unemployment numbers. It's not an easy study to read in the sense that it's not a novel, but the facts and figures are pretty well laid bare, and they're all very well documented and sourced if anyone questions our methodology. And here's just one little statistic that I'll throw out is during the height of the Great Recession, so we're talking 2007 through 2011, Pennsylvania was losing thousands of jobs. All of America was losing thousands of jobs. But the fracking industry added 15,000 jobs in that same period. So if you worked in this industry, how blessed were you, right? And since this is over the last decade, it's added probably around 35 to maybe even 40,000 jobs, specifically just in the fracking area. We can't even calculate how many secondary jobs come from that because frackers need their equipment serviced and they need to make uniforms and they have to buy gloves and they have to eat, right? And so there's so many second and third tier jobs that were created as well. That's all for Pennsylvania. Almost $2 billion in tax revenue generated for the state. You cross the border in New York? Yeah, nothing. Mm. They didn't lose money, but they did not add any tax revenue. They did not add any jobs. And the question is why? And that's what we want to ask the governor. Why are you allowing your citizens to not have this opportunity? Why are you denying them this opportunity for wealth and prosperity? And that needs to be addressed by the governor and his staff.
Did you ever, you know, I guess it's probably like throwing pearls before the swine, but try to get this into the hands of people like AOC and Bernie Sanders and some of these that are running for president? You know, Elizabeth Warren, she's immediately going to ban fracking nationwide as soon as she becomes president. And ask them how they're really going to, how are you going to fill these jobs? How are you going to fill this void, not just the jobs, but the energy void that this will cause? You know, like I said, I think it's probably like throwing pearls before the swine because they really don't care.
No, not at all. And this is what's frustrating about the current state of our media and the lack of real journalism. We were talking just earlier and on Friday about this Buttigieg comment about the heartland, and that became a media controversy. What does it mean to be in the heartland and blah, blah, blah? Well, when you think about it, it really is a non-issue, right? It's not really even something worth our time. It's a made-up controversy. Here's something I wish the media would ask. When Bernie Sanders says he's going to ban fracking on his first day, what does that mean? It means, from our perspective, it means 4 million people will get fired that day. Half of our oil and two-thirds of our natural gas come from fracked wells. If we ban fracking on the first day, do we just take out of the marketplace half of our oil and two-thirds of our gas? What do we do if I told you you were going to only have half of your food for whatever reason?
Yeah.
And then you say, well, how does the family survive? I don't know. You're just not only going
to
have half of it. Yeah, we're going to take away
just getting back and forth to work.
Half of your heating. What days do you not have heat? What days, right, we're going to take away half of your it's just mind-boggling that he makes these comments, and Senator Warren, because she's so desperate to win, will say absolutely anything. Senator Warren has said the same thing. On my first day, I will ban fracking, regardless of constitutionality, whether she can or can't. Of course she can't. Presidents just can't ban things they don't like. But still, while it's being litigated in the courts, what happens to all of those people and all of that investment and all those jobs? So it is a fascinating study to exactly. And the small towns, and this is what we're showing, you know, fracking, of course your listeners know that because they're smart people. It doesn't happen in urban areas. It happens in rural communities. And so these are 35,000 rural Pennsylvania jobs that have been created. They're not jobs in cool downtown Philly or Pittsburgh, you know, where you work in an art gallery or you make craft brewery, which none of those things are bad. They're all wonderful. But they're not the jobs that you find in small-town America. And New York hasn't done any of this. And it is shocking to think a governor, because of a false political ideology, would deny his citizens this opportunity. New York City doesn't need fracking. It needs the gas from fracking, but it doesn't need the jobs. But rural New York does.
And emphasize the word false. Because they're doing all these things with the false, they call it a truth, we call it fake news, the falseness of climate change, the lie of climate change. It's not real. There is no existential threat. There is no thing to be concerned about. And they've got the children all upset. They've got people like Greta Thunberg. They're using her and abusing her, and she's losing her. She lost her childhood. She's like 16 or 17 now. Mm-hmm. She still looks like a little girl, and she's angry. She has no hope. You know, they've just taken away these young people's future with this lie. And it just infuriates me what they've done. And yet they continue to go after banning this and banning that and fining you here and punishing you there, all for the sake of something that doesn't even really exist. And that's
exactly
climate change.
Exactly. And it's a great point you raise about the left is using children and the younger generations to scare them because they think it's an effective tactic to mobilize them. But what a horrible thing to do. I mean, I grew up in the heart of in the heat of the Cold War. And every day we talked about nuclear Soviet Union and nuclear bombs from Soviet Union. But isn't it your job as a parent or even as a president to not have your kids be absolutely petrified that they're going to die? And yet right now we're talking about this existential threat of climate change, quote unquote, and they're using kids purposely to promote an agenda. And that's just wrong.
You know, when a child's afraid of the dark at night, you leave a nightlight on. What can we do to leave the nightlight on and to let them know that this climate change is not real and they need to stop being in fear and they need to go outside and play tag? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Daniel Turner, Power of the Future. Visit powerthefuture.com. We'll try and make it easier for you to get to his articles by putting them on the Facebook pages and on our page if we possibly can. Powerthefuture.com. That's powerthefuture.com. And Daniel Turner will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We've kind of been all over the gamut today talking, well, we always are, talking about things. And we've missed Daniel because he had to be gone the week he was supposed to be here. And on that Friday, he was traveling. And so we've kind of missed him. You know, there's another Democratic debate coming up. It's on this Friday.
Yes. And I don't know if the listeners saw, you know, this is kind of inside the Beltway, D.C. dirty political stuff, but the DNC has changed the rules so that Michael Bloomberg can participate in this race.
I heard that.
They used to have a rule, yeah, that you had to raise a certain amount of money scattered across at least 20 states, I believe it was, and it was significant, right? There was several hundred thousand donors across different states to show that you really have a popular sentiment, right? That you're a popular candidate and worth being on the stage. Otherwise, just some rich guy could buy himself onto the stage. Well, sure enough,
surely not.
Yeah. He has spent close to over $250 million right now. I mean, that is, just think about that. $250 million he has spent on his ads, on his campaign. He hasn't raised one dime from one individual person. And the DNC said, well, golly, he's spending an awful lot of money. I guess we better let him on the stage. And he bought himself away on the stage. So going forward, basically, if you're Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos, I guess just run as a Democrat, spend all your money, and you become president. And now, isn't this what we accused the president of in the impeachment hearing, right? But now they're just allowing candidates to buy themselves.
Yeah. And, you know, they're constantly after the president for corruption and abuse of power for personal gain. But what does he do with his salary every month?
Donates it.
donates it away. And I was going to say, I don't know if you've heard all the commercials, and maybe they're playing them in different places across, but one of Bloomberg's commercials is with Michael Douglas on the radio anyway. And I hear that about every morning. And Michael Douglas is just talking like he's, you know, Bloomberg has provided all these jobs with his business wisdom and blah, 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 blah. And then he says he's about our world. And I'm thinking, What world do they live in that he's about our world? Because Michael Douglas and I don't live in the same world.
No, we are not in their world whatsoever.
And I'm not in the Bloomberg world either. So what our world are they talking about?
And it's very frustrating because, look, I understand all candidates, all politicians play with the truth, even our president, right? We can use hyperbole to make a point. But Michael Bloomberg's ad that he ran last night during the Super Bowl made the claim about 2,300 kids, 2,900 kids, whatever the number was, die each year from gun violence. And that was debunked by several reporters who say, well, you're calling them kids, but you're including in that anyone who is a teenager, which is 16, 17, 18, 19, right? When you include people over the age of 18 and 19, that's almost half of that number, and almost all of them are is it gun violence if you're in a gang in Chicago and you're killed that way? Then you take out the 14 and the 15-year-olds who sadly also sometimes die in that. You take in the kids who were caught in crossfire in Baltimore, in Chicago, in our most dangerous cities. And so this idea that each year 2,600 kids are getting killed in a school shooting is just, that's not true. I mean, now don't get me wrong. It is still a tragedy that our 16 and 17-year-olds, especially in urban America, are dying from gun violence. That is absolutely unacceptable in this country. But that is not gun violence fault. That is gang violence fault. That is lack of family fault. Exactly. And that is decades of single-party dominant policies, liberalism in places like Baltimore and Chicago and Oakland, that has caused it. And so for Michael Bloomberg to say, well, this is happening to our kids is just not factually true, but it doesn't matter. It sounds great for a commercial, and it will further him in the polling.
You know, the Democrat Party, with all their craziness that they stand for, is definitely they stand against family. That is obvious. And, of course, when they're talking about the gun violence is killing the children, this is coming from a man when a woman that worked for him said, I'm pregnant, and he says, kill it.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't somebody that cares about life.
No.
In general, except his own. And, you know, it's just crazy what's going on. And I don't know if I could sit through any more Democrat debates. I couldn't watch the last one. It's the same questions. It's the same rhetoric. And, of course, the last one was when Lizzie tried to make Bernie look like a womanizer and she staged that, which is just another phony part of her. You know, she staged it. And I'm just about tired of them. Pretty much
the only thing that will be interesting about this one is it will be after the Iowa caucus, and it will be interesting to see if they gang up on whoever won.
On
if it is Sanders. Yeah, exactly. You know, whoever comes out victorious will be the one who has to make a good standing as they get into New Hampshire. But that will be the only interesting aspect. But otherwise, you're absolutely right, Beth. It's the same questions. It's the same vapid answers, the same lack of fact or just even intelligence articulation. It's just all talking points. I believe in progress, and I can promise you that as president, I will lead a country that is not afraid of science and wants to blah, 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 blah. It's just all, it's all malarkey.
Well, my favorite saying about progress is if you're standing on the edge of a cliff, one step forward is not progress. And that's where the Democrat Party is taking the United States of America.
Yes.
We're right on the edge of this cliff of socialism and communism, and one step forward is not progress.
Exactly.
And,
you know, here's a wonderful question they should ask them, and this is a story that came out in the Free Beacon. I'll send it to you after if you want to put it on your website.
Oh, absolutely.
Was how much they had spent, the candidates, in the last quarter on private jets, and Bernie led the pack with over $1 million spent on private jet travel. So, Bernie, you're going to tell me again about climate change and Paris Climate Accord, and we're going to ban the combustion engine, and we're going to ban meat, and we're going to make you all retrofit your houses, and we're going to – but you take a private jet to, again, make your life easier. Well, we all want cheap energy to make our lives easier, right? That's why when you can afford it, you buy your 16-year-old kid his own – beat up car so he can drive himself to work because it makes your life easier, right? We all want that luxury. You just want it on a grander scale. Yeah. And so for Bernie to say, you know, climate change is an existential threat, but I spend $1 million on jet travel, private jet travel, who can take them seriously, Beth Ann?
Yes, you got to send that to me. I will post that on Facebook, and we'll try and get it on the show's page on my blog site and give you
yes,
full
ma'am.
Credit for it. Thank you so much for all that you do. I appreciate it. I appreciate this study. I know it was a lot of work and a lot of time putting it together and a little costly. I appreciate all that you do, and it's always, you know, Rudy and I were saying this morning, we love to see you on Fox. It just tickles us to death. And I said, he's like, he's our little boy, and he doesn't look like either one of us.
Yeah, we love the beard, Daniel.
Yeah, we do. We love the beard.
Thank you.
All right, we're not headed into a break. We're done for today. It's time for all of us to grab one another, just like we did last night at Super Bowl. Stand together, but bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.